Hello, my gorgeous girly whirlies. Hello, how are you? Welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you for always coming back and tuning in. I love knowing that I'm in your ears and I love hearing from you. And you're just the sweetest girls in the world. I really feel so blessed to have such a gorgeous gang of girlies in my life. And I love you all so much. How have you been? I hope you're good. Happy first week of November. I love the first week of a month. And especially now that it's November, girlies, yes, we're approaching the end of the year. I don't mean that to be in a scary way. I think that's actually very exciting. Sorry, excuse me, I have coffee in my throat. I got a coconut vanilla latte, and girlies, I'm nearly obsessed with acai bowls. I am a fixator. You know this. I fixate especially with food, like, because I grew up really picky. So when I discover something new now as an adult, I will fixate it. And then I end up overdoing it and then I go off it again. Like, I'm in and out of eggs. Like, I'm not really on an egg vibe right now. I don't have the egg ick, but they're kind of just not a central piece of my life. Whereas in the past, for years straight, I would have eggs every single day without fail. Like, I just go in and out of things. So right now I'm on a big acai vibe. Okay. And, I'm obsessed. Shout out to Grumps. They're my local acai and they're a whole vibe. What are my other ones? I haven't tried Oakberry in Dublin city, in like the city yet. So I need to try that, but I'll keep you posted. But for now, I have been making it at home too. I got like the at home in the freezer aisle in Dunn's. Not as good. I need to perfect my recipe. It was just quite runny. Maybe I need like an ice cream maker. I don't know. But sorry. So that's why I sound all froggy, because I think there's just acai and coffee in my, you know, when you eat chocolate or something, that's what it feels like. So I'm sorry. And of course, before we begin, thank you so much, Naked Fashion. I love you so much. I just did another order. All the influencer collabs with men are just killing me. They're just amazing. So I did a big order of Mimi AR. Oh my God, it's so good. So girlies, you must have a look and have a shop, especially now that it's November. Girls, how's it November? Get your bits for Christmas. All your Christmas parties are about to come around the corner out of nowhere, and all the autumn vibes, and we're going into winter. So you'll find all your gorgeous bits, whether it's dresses and heels or coats and jackets. It's all gorge. Check the description for a link to Naked, and there will be any discount or sale info there for you. So thank you, Naked. Love you so much. So girlies, 1st of November, I take a new month very seriously. It's my favorite time. Now, I can't say that every single month I'm as present and on top of it as I am. Like, this month just came at a good time. It wasn't a busy week. It's been actually, we had a really nice quiet weekend last weekend, this weekend, the next weekend's going to be pretty quiet. Like, we've had some downtime, which has been so nice, because September, October was all a little bit chaotic. So it's been really nice to kind of zen out. And then I was like, oh my God, it's 1st of November. We didn't go out on Halloween, you know, that kind of way. Like, I do feel like starting the 1st of the month without a hangover was a big bonus. That felt good. I actually haven't really been out in a long time either. It feels like, yeah, I actually don't remember the last time I was out drunk. Even though, sorry, in the last episode, we were saying here, like, we were at a show and I got lit. But what I mean is, I just haven't done the whole all-nighter in a long time. And that is definitely helping my mood mentally. The long nights out just have an absolute knock-on effect for me. Just the hangovers, it takes a week to recover from a hangover mentally for me. It just makes me question everything. It makes me doubt myself completely. Like, I just go into a spiral of like, what am I doing with my life? Like, just, you know, that come down after alcohol is just really negative, and you have anxiety and you're anxious, and like, all week I'll wake up in the middle of the night feeling anxious, like questioning something that I said in the coffee shop to someone, or like just judging myself on really stupid things. And that's definitely what happens to me after a big hangover. I haven't had any big hangovers for a while, so I think that's also helping my, like, hey, first of the month mood. I'm ready to go. I'm feeling really excited for the month of November and December. I'm really excited for Christmas. I know Christmas can be a really hard time for people. I know it can be really tough. So I totally get if you don't like Christmas, but hopefully over on this channel, we can help you love Christmas again and maybe find some good in it and find some love in it. And we don't have to put pressure on ourselves. We don't have to have all these standards for what to expect, because I've definitely had Christmases in the past where I've just bawled crying because I've been in a really bad place and it wasn't what I wanted or expected, or I was heartbroken, all these different things that have happened over the Christmases. But this year feels like a good one. My last few have been good ones, but what I'm saying is, in the past, I've absolutely had shitty Christmases too. It's understandable. But hopefully this year can be a good one for all of us. So I thought, now that it's November, our fresh new month, let's make changes now before the new year. I hate the way we're all kind of made feel in January is the time to make changes and start new. And there's a lot of pressure on January, and January, in my opinion, is a shitty month. I love that it's chill and slow, but it can also feel really dark and gloomy, unmotivating. You're absolutely wrecked after Christmas, all the socializing, the eating, the drinking. You don't remember what day it is. That awkward gap between Christmas and New Year's in itself is a really weird time. You don't know what day it is. You don't know what's happening. You're just a bit all over the place, which I love. I do love that time that, like, it's kind of because, like, most people are off work. Shout out to my nurses and my hospitality and all of the people that do not get Christmas time off, sending love to you. But it's just that kind of time that most people are off work and it's all a blur and everyone's happy to be off work, but it is a blur and it can kind of, you can get a little bit lost in it too. So I like to kind of get myself organized now. I hate pressure being put on January. I just think it's a pretty sad month. People don't want to socialize. My birthday's February, so I'm just after January, which is I think it's a good thing because people actually do want to celebrate again in February. But January, if you have a birthday in January, I'm sending lots of love because not everyone's going to be up for celebrating you, which is really fucking annoying. I get it. People have no money after Christmas. People are on dry January. People are in their gym mode. All the gyms are packed to the brim, which is also so annoying. That drives me nuts. It's just like that society we are all pushed to think January is when we're meant to make changes. And I just think there's no time, there's no best time. Just do it now. Like, don't just wait for things. Like, the more you wait, it's kind of like, I heard this quote that's, if you're not changing it, you're choosing it. So maybe you absolutely hate your job and you're like, oh, in the new year. Of course, there's always reasons. Maybe you're waiting on a bonus, maybe this, that, the other. But if you're just making up an excuse, but if you're just pushing it off, you are eventually then choosing it if you're not changing it. So I thought that was such a good way to put it, that if you're not changing it and you're always complaining about it, you're always giving out about it, but you're not doing anything about it, you are then choosing it. So I think that's like a really good way to maybe look at things in your life. If you're always having a problem with something, you're always giving out about something, something really brings you down, something really is weighing on you, but you're not really changing it, it's time to do something about it, because then you're choosing it and you're choosing to feel the misery, to stay in the misery. It can be really hard to make change. Change is hard. We're human beings. We want to stay in our comfort zone. We don't like change. We're not wired for change and constant change. We're not wired to be like really excited and positive by change. Change is scary. You know, we're wired to survive. We're not particularly excited about change, but it is so beneficial because as soon as you change things, you see why it was so needed. You will also never regret just starting. Like, when I think back to starting on Instagram, I remember it so well. So it was like in 2020. So like for next year, like that'll be 5 years ago, which is insane. I think it was like maybe March 2020. And I'd been wanting to do it for so long. Not that I said that to anyone, and not that I even would really accept that out loud. Like, I didn't think that it's what I wanted, but it was so, like, I remember one of my friends reminded me that once at her house, like, we were all hanging out and I was like, girls, do you ever just like drive along in your car and like you pretend you're like hosting a YouTube video? They were like, what are you talking about? But I don't know, like, I used to talk to the mirror as if I was doing a haul or like doing a makeup trial, like, which is so funny to think about and it sounds so cringe. But it was obviously always in me that what I'm doing now is what I wanted to be doing. I don't think I wanted to admit it to myself. I don't think I even knew how to do it. So, and even like five, six years ago when it was in my brain, it wasn't as common. Like, there was no TikTok. It was more YouTube, and Instagram was very much on the rise for influencers. So yeah, I watched YouTube since I was like 13, like loved all the gurus, all the beauty gurus. So I think deep down inside of me, I always wanted to do that, but I didn't think it was a thing you can just choose to do. So it was in my brain for a long time. Then really randomly, I just spoke to my Instagram and did like a lip tutorial. Like, I've actually had some people that are like OGs that I've met be like, I remember the first time you spoke to camera. And I was like, that's wild. Like, the OGs remember me living in my mum's house in the bathroom or in my bedroom with the fucking velour everywhere, velour curtains, all this brown velour and the headboard. Oh God, it's so funny. But if I didn't just start, like, I never regretted starting. That's what I'm trying to say, is you will never regret starting. You might trip and fall and fail and get back up again. There's always failures. There's always the first pancake, but you don't regret it. Like, you never regret just starting. You might regret if you spend a stupid amount of money on something, or, you know, like, there's obviously things you can regret, but just starting, like making the first steps. And I remember what I heard back then was, do something every day. Do something small every day that will bring you the life you want. I didn't really know how to do that. At the time, I was like, how is like an Insta story about lip liner gonna do that? I don't, like, it didn't really make sense, but I was like, I'm just gonna try that. Okay. So every day I would do something small. I would, like, you know, do a makeup haul or like these kind of things. Doing something, like, say if you want to be a chef, so like every day you're going to invest more in your routine, your cooking, your regimes, like how you're going to make recipes, all this kind of stuff. It's just kind of like living a life as if you're already that person. I know it sounds really crazy, and it's delulu. Like, you really have to choose delusion in the beginning. And I think that's why it happened for me, was just, and I think that's why it ended up working out for me, because I just chose pure delusion. When I look back at me now, like when I look back at younger Sophie, I'm like, whoa, like, where did you get the delusion and the confidence from? Like, I'm very proud of little me, because I don't know where that came from. I don't know. I do, like, it kind of surprises me when I really think about it, because I'm like, I don't know. I just always really wanted to work for myself. Never knew how or thought it was going to happen. But younger me did end up doing that for herself. And I kind of, I don't know. And like, yes, there's a luck is absolutely to do with it too. But that brings me to motivation. So people are always waiting for motivation, but motivation doesn't make you do. Motivation makes you maintain it and grow it. So I wasn't all motivated and picked up my phone. I was actually down bad. I was actually really low and was like, I'm so fucking fed up in my life. I don't like what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I was so confused. I'd left Makeup Counter. Like, I was just feeling really torn about everything and feeling really shitty about myself. So I was down bad. I wasn't motivated when I first picked up my phone and talked to the phone. I was feeling shit. But then motivation comes when you do make the change and you see small changes from doing something when you weren't motivated, and the motivation then comes and will keep you going. So people wait for motivation to do, but I don't think motivation makes you do. I think motivation makes you sustain it and keep it up and grow it and maintain it. So don't wait for motivation, like, just do it, just start it. So it's November. I think now is a great time to, like, start making waves, because if you start now, then come January, you're 2 months ahead of the plans for next year. So if you're wanting to change career, you're wanting to finish college with a good grades, like, you can start that now. It doesn't have to wait for next year, and do something small every day. Like, just, it can be tiny little things, but at least means you're now living more like the person you want to be and become. So do the little things. I remember I watched YouTube of a girl that, like, just really wanted this dream job. So she would drive like 10 minutes out of her way on her way home from her other job to the new job just to do that drive and act as if, like, that's me driving home from my dream job. And then she ends up getting the job. So there's all these little things you can implement into, like, manifesting what the change that you want is, and, like, manifest the new life that you want. I also think November is a fabulous time to start with the self-love and the self-care, that by the end of the year, maybe you've lost it. Maybe you were doing great last year or the start of this year. Maybe it was going good. Maybe summer it was really good, but maybe now back to work, back to school, back to college, like, things have just kind of gotten lost again. You know, there's all these different reasons why we can go up and down, in and out. It's not easy to keep consistent. You know, at the start of the year, we're all motivated and we're all so excited and we're all journaling and we're all manifesting. And then come a few months later, we've totally forgotten about it, because that's life. It's easy to get distracted. But that's why it's very important to just tune in again and just get back on, like, get back on the ride. Like, it's not gone, it's not derailed. Like, just get back on and keep going. I also love the term, the further you go on the wrong train, the more it costs to get home. So if you just keep on going on this train that isn't for you, it could be a person, it could be a job, whatever it is. If you just stay on that train because you don't want to make change, the more it's going to cost you to get home. So it could cost you months of being in a relationship that really is ruining your mental health. It could be months of a job that's ruining your mental health. It could be months of knowing you're studying something and you want to change the course, but you haven't changed the course because you're scared of change, and then it's going to be too late. There's all the, so then it's going to cost more, you know, it's going to cost you things. So I love that term as well. But yeah, I want us to focus on the self-love and the self-care. I want to get really into myself. I'm always into my self-love and my self-care. I'm obsessed with products. I'm obsessed with like putting tan on to make myself feel better. I love scrubbing my tan off to make me feel better. I love all those actions of self-love. I love moisturizing my body every night. And while I'm moisturizing my body, I'm affirmations telling myself I love my skin. I love the body that I'm in. I have realized, I was talking to my therapist about this the other day, I've realized I have come a really long way with the way I speak to myself about my body and myself in general. And I've gotten so much better with, I'm going to say, this is going to sound really bad, but my obsession with the mirror. My therapist kind of tried to highlight that to me a few months ago, and I just didn't understand what she meant until a few weeks ago. I totally realized what she was trying to say. And what she was telling me was, I'm constantly checking I'm constantly looking at myself in the mirror. And I know that sounds really conceited, but we do. We all check the mirror. But I am constantly checking the mirror to criticize myself. I'm not just thinking, oh, just check your pants. Your fly's not undone. Like, I'm not just check. I was looking in the mirror to criticize myself and to tear myself apart. You know what? I was almost looking in the mirror to confirm my negative thoughts and be like, yeah, you're really, yeah, you are really bloated. Yeah. Your ass does look bad in these pants. Yeah. And instead of just looking and appreciating and just, yeah, love the fit of those jeans. Okay, good to go. Let's go. I was using the mirror as something to confirm my evil critic, like that really mean voice in my head. I would then look in the mirror and be like, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right, Mr. whatever we're going to name him. It's like, yeah, yeah, okay. That's what I was using the mirror for. I used to always be like looking at my tummy in the mirror, because we know this. I've been obsessed. Like, that was just like something that was triggered in me from like a really young age. And then I realized, oh my God, all these years, all these like 20 years have gone by and I'm constantly looking at my tummy in the mirror. I was at Pilates this morning. I was checking how bloated I looked in the mirror. Like, So I still do it. Of course, we're all going to do it. But I've realized I've really been able to change my relationship with looking in the mirror. And when I do look in the mirror, I'm like, you're fab. You look fab. You look fab. Like, and it doesn't need much. Even when you don't really believe it, I'll just be like, ah, you look gorge. Go on. Out you go. I'm not looking at my skin. I'm not picking at my skin. I did secretly pick my skin. I have Sam on strict law. That Sam, if you know I've been in the bathroom too long, you know it's me picking my skin. So he'll walk past my bathroom and I know he's listening. He's like, Sophie. And I was like, I promise I'm not picking my skin. And he's like, I'm coming in. He knows I'm picking my skin. And my peri-oral dermatitis hates me for it. But so I used to always be looking in the mirror to put myself down, to judge my skin, to judge my body, to judge my outfit, and then like in my head, I'd be comparing my body to a model that I've just looked at on Instagram. And I'm like, no matter how much I was to change my diet or whatever, I'm not going, like, I'm 5'4", she's 6 foot, like really learning that, like, no matter what I think I'm gonna do to change, I'm not going to look like that person, because that's actually scientifically not possible. And I don't need to look like someone else. I don't know. I just grew up thinking I'm wrong. I always think I'm wrong. My legs are bad. Do you know what I mean? It's just something I realized recently, and I've really come a long way with how I've been speaking to myself and not checking in the mirror. And like to criticize myself, and I'm enjoying food and I'm not restricting myself, and I'm excited to go into this Christmas of like, I'm going to eat and drink and enjoy myself. It's winter. I don't need to care. You know, I'm just really looking forward to that, because I just feel like I've come a long way with that. But I do think November is a really good time for us maybe to hone in that little bit on our self-love and how we're talking to ourselves. So I have a few things I want to like get really into my regime, like almost every night. These are going to come into every day and some at night. We don't need to do every single thing every day, but just to keep myself a little bit on track. So I'm going to look after my skin and my hair that little bit more. I feel like I want to get back into scalp oils and scalp serums. I feel like my scalp needs a bit of love. I used to do it and I haven't been doing it, so I want to get into my scalp. I want to be doing more hair masks when I'm sitting down watching TV with Sam. I want to still be like regimen, like having my full regime. I actually have a big Rituals body moisturizer just sitting beside the couch, because then sometimes when I'm sat, I'll just moisturize head to toe. And it's that easy. Like, it's really easy to look after ourselves. And yes, you could call me high maintenance, but I make the high maintenance low maintenance, if that makes sense. I don't need to spend an hour in the bathroom and body brushing and shaving. Like, it's not like that. I actually just implement them in really small, easy ways. So I'll like do my dry brushing. I'm getting better at that. I actually do that in the shower, which I know it's better to do with dry skin, but I actually just use the brush in the shower to scrub away tan, dead skin. I'm always having to scrub away because, girls, it's tan off, tan on, tan off, tan on with me. I'm constantly covering myself in tan, but that's because it makes me feel better. And yes, it's kind of annoying that I have to wash the bed sheets a lot more often, and you know, I'm stinky with tan a lot more often than I'd want to be, and you know, tanning is a bit of annoyance, but I'm dedicated to it because I know it's going to make me feel so much better. And then, of course, Pilates. I'm going to keep up my Pilates. Going to try even add an extra class in every week. I need to get back into my hot girl walks. I've totally been slacking on that, but that's okay. I still do my morning walk, but I feel like I used to walk further. But that's okay. If I can add it in a few times more a week, that's perfect. I'm not going to be hard on myself about it. I'm not beating myself up about any of this anymore. I'm over. I also really want to get on top of my vitamins and my electrolytes, etc., supplements, especially because going into winter, I don't want to get sick. Oh my God, when me and Sam were so sick there, like, was it the beginning of October? I wanted to die. It was gross. We just felt gross, and I hadn't felt that unwell in a long time. So I really don't want that to happen again. And November, December is when all the colds are going around. Everyone's sneezing and coughing all over each other. And there's 1,000 strains of COVID, da 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 da. So I really want to stay on top of my vitamins and my electrolytes. And like, I'm getting better at eating fruit. Because of acai, it's mainly just blueberries. I like strawberries, but it's mainly just blueberries. But it's the little things, girlies. It's the little wins. I've been someone that never eats fruit and veg, and I'm getting there. So I'm trying to implement all these little healthy things in small. It doesn't need to be drastic, because I don't think change sticks when it's really drastic. I think change sticks when it's just really small little things like that, like that you do every single day towards the life that you want to live. And that's how change will stick. I also need to organize my wardrobe. That's been weighing over me. Also, girls, we're going to do the things that have been weighing over us, and let's do them before the new year. I need to clean my car, but I actually just need to change my car. That's been long overdue. So I actually just need to get up and do it. When there's things on your list that you just keep pushing off, you will feel so good and so organized when you just get it done. I also need to organize life insurance. That's another thing I need to do. Do your pension. Do these things that like you're like you've been meaning to do it. Just get it done. Like just do it now. It's November. Just get it done. Do it like before January. So you're at least going into the new year like, okay, I did the things that I was putting off, that I was dreading. You know what? Leave your job. You might want to leave your job. Like, maybe that's what you've been putting off for so long, is changing your job or changing career, changing college. Like, these things, I'm just such a believer in make the change, and you'll never regret changing because you'll always learn something from it. I left my job when I was absolutely terrified to do it. It took me way longer to leave. Like, I should have left months before I actually did. But I didn't want to change. I was scared of the change. But then I'd go in every day and be fucking crying in the stock room. And I just should have done it sooner. So I'm a big, big advocate of make the change, girlies. I want to get really good with... I usually do a deep clean. I think I'm going to do a deep clean every Friday morning now. because I love the place being spotless for the weekend. I feel like I really enjoy the weekend more when the place is like freshly gorged, and then just do like a Monday sweep, like a quick, like it doesn't have to be a deep clean on Monday because it'll get a little bit messy from the weekend. But we are clean as we go here, so it doesn't ever get too much. Well, there's shit everywhere, to be honest. I'm clean as we go. I say that about like serve, like clean, but then shit everywhere. Like it's pretty messy. Okay, I'm going to be honest. It's pretty messy in here today. But I just, so I want, oh my God, does anyone follow Rue on TikTok? And she's the British accent, and it's like, it sets a she sets a timer and cleans the whole apartment. So good. She inspires me every time. So she makes me do a deep clean. I really want to be on top of that. So I want to stick to that now for the next, I'm saying like the next 6 weeks, because 6 weeks brings us up. Well, I think 6 weeks brings us to the end of this season, girls. But I also think 6 weeks brings us to the week before Christmas. And then the week of Christmas, the week after Christmas, we are allowed to chill. We're allowed to have fun. Well, we're chilling and having fun anyway. But I mean, we don't need to be as on top of our shit. Okay, we're getting on top of our shit November, December. But then come Christmas, give ourselves a break, eat and drink all the Christmas fun, go out to your parties and live your rest. So I'm kind of saying for the next 6 weeks, this is what I want to focus on. And yeah, I just want to, I want to continue with my growth of cutting out the self-loathing. I do feel like I've come a long way. Even the way I talk to myself about like, where I'm at in life and all that kind of stuff, I used to get really low, like really, really low. Whereas my lows haven't been so low in a while, and I'm really appreciating that. Naturally, of course, we have low days, we have down days, especially during my period, but I haven't been as hard on myself. And I honestly think therapy has just really done that for me. All the self-work girls, it really does work. Might not feel like it. Sometimes you think I do this and this and this and this. But also when that's where you get and you think you've done everything, that's maybe where you still need something to change. Like there's always growth and there's always something that can be changed. So if you're feeling like you've hit a wall or hit rock bottom, I always talk about hitting rock bottom. That's just when change needs to come in and you just need to make the first step. You'll never regret starting. So girlies, we're going to leave it there. I hope you feel motivated. I actually feel motivated. I'm going to sweep up this whole apartment. I'm going to clean the whole place. And go on a hot girl walk. Girlies, I love you so much. I hope you have a fab week. Let's make this week a good week. Like let's, like what you might be listening to this later than actually the first week of November, and that's fine. That can be when you reset or restart too. There's never the best time to start. You just start. Like just start today, start tomorrow, next week, but don't push it further than that. Just make the change now, okay? Start. If you're not changing it, you're choosing it. So start changing it, okay? I love you so much, and we'll chat to you next week with Sambe. Naked Fashion, love you so, so much. Thank you so much for being our fabulous sponsor of the Girly Really Show. I will link Naked below and I'll leave any discount or sales info for you, and you can shop all your gorgeous autumnal and going into winter Christmas dresses, heels, all the cutesy bits, a gorgeous going out coat, a gorgeous knit jumper or knit dress. Oh my God, they have really nice knit maxi dresses. Anyway, I'm going to ramble because I love Naked so much. Okay, girlies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.